Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the press conference of the film of Wa La Hot, See You Up There, a film presented in the official section of the San Sebastian 65 San Sebastian Film Festival. And to talk about this film, we have the pleasure of having with us today one of the actors, Nahuel Pérez Vizcayat, and also the actor and director of the film, Albert Dupontel. As usual, as we normally start, I would like to ask Albert, how did the idea of making this film come about, to this novel? As soon as I read the book. But what attracted you for the book? What attracted you, the book? That I liked it very much. Okay. Well, once it's been cleared up, do we have any questions? Yes, in the front row. Hi. I would like to ask you, about the masks. Who made those masks and what was the artistic work on the side of using those masks? They were made by Cécile Kretschmann, and the idea already appears in the book, but different to the book, where the masks are more realistic. We, Edouard Terricot, focused upon the culture of a moment where we're going through the Dadaism and Cubism period, and we talked about those artistic mutations that were taking place at that time, and he wanted to express through the masks that creative genius that was taking place in Paris at that period of time. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have another question. Microphone, please. The question is for the actor, for Nahuel. How do you prepare the character at the beginning when he discovers the face of horror because he doesn't have a face, then the entire film without speaking or saying a word? How did you prepare for this? We had a lot of meetings with Albert during the casting process in the film, and that's when we started to work upon the character and the relationship above all. I also had a lot of meetings with Cécile, the creator of the masks, because, as you say quite well, there was something quite clear, as my face is, most of the film is covered by a mask. So therefore, I also had to see what those masks were proposing. I would say the character is a creation of many things. It's not that I portray just the character because I wear masks, and the character is destroyed, and it's like a creature made for the film itself. And then it was, time went by with Eloise, who acts as the girl, the character of the girl. The character emerged on its own, and it was also, it was very interesting, the physical work that we did. I took dancing classes, drawing classes. I tried to spend time doing the things that this character would normally do. Intuitively, reading parts of the book that enabled me to have access to all of those sides of things that you don't see in the film, which are is what the character feels, the interior of this character, what he feels. Joining all of those different parts, I made a sort of a little mixed salad which gave you what you saw on the screen. Perhaps to complete that question, Albert could explain, why did you choose this, your character in the film, and what attracted you there? I didn't choose him. It was an accident. Another actor had to portray the role, but 2 months earlier he said he couldn't, so I said, well, okay, well, that's it, I'll do it, because obviously it was a problem with so little time beforehand. And so therefore, what did I do? Well, I tried to forget about the camera. I think the camera likes the actors forgetting that the camera's there. And in life, when we listen and look at everybody else, sometimes we forget about ourselves, and that's good in life as well. Any further questions? Otherwise, we can talk about other issues in the film. I would also like you to tell us, it's a large production, it's quite a complicated production, create the world of the Paris of the First World War, and whether you could give us some details about how the production side of things went. If there are no questions, it's a pity that the European culture is not celebrated more here. The truth is, I don't feel very happy of how my film has been accepted here at the film festival.
Bueno.
Bien. ¿Qué? Nahuel.
Sí, sí. Si es una pregunta hacia mí.
Yes, if it's a question for me, I can answer for me, obviously. It's the first time. It's not me. Yes, it seems that the director is not very happy for what he's received. No, I don't want to talk about on his behalf, okay? I'm happy with the film to answer any questions that are directed at me. But, yes, sorry, we can't hear the microphone very well.
Okay.
The truth is that we would have liked to have talked a bit more about with Albert Dupontel. Thank you.